up, everybody? Welcome to the 8818 podcast. I'm your girl, Show.
It's your boy, Mo.
And we are live with
episode it's your boy, Mo.
Five.
This I'm is episode good. Number five. How are you? I'm all good.
I'm chilling in the cut. You know,
just chilling in the cut.
That's today's question of the day.
Today, we got a question. And it is, if an old flame professed their love for you,
the walk of flock
what of would you do?
Like, okay. I wouldn't even entertain that. Because you're not going to come out the blue, popping up, talking about you want to profess your feelings to me. Absolutely not. Gone with that nonsense.
What would you think would make somebody decide they want to just, I guess, shake up your world with those type of feelings?
Guilt,
what you think motivates somebody to do that?
Through social media, maybe they felt like that should have been them. But you can't just be popping up on people trying to profess what you feel when you could have done that when the time permitted, you know, for itself. And a lot of that's crazy. A lot of people be doing that.
Right.
I never understood why people do that. Like, when somebody that moved on and found the person for them, let them be. Ain't no point in you just coming in trying to throw off the mix because you feel like that should have been you. When you had the time to do what you're supposed to do, you should have done it.
So where's the fine line between somebody professing their feelings for you based off the fact that they think that your
that's
current partner
to decide for
ain't
them,
the one for you.
Number one. And I feel like that line shouldn't even be a conversation. I'll literally draw the line right then and there.
What if it's like the best friend?
For me to make. That's, you know, that decision is pretty much for me to make, not for anyone to make it for me.
Okay,
you're saying,
all right.
So how would you feel if an ex professed their love for you? How would you handle that situation?
I would really more or less search for reasons on why they decided at whatever particular point in time that they felt like they needed to say this. I would try to get understanding on that level and then compare it to my current situation. Not saying that I would break what I had going on, but just to put it in perspective and try to relay that to them that things have changed and you missed out. So that's how I would handle it.
Where would you draw the line?
You missed out, bro. You missed out. I would draw the line if I see like a pattern of like if I know like let me see how I can say this. If it's like a friend, and depending on how long that relationship been at a friend stage, if I feel like I can give them useful information or tips to keep it going, I would draw the line there, but I wouldn't try to necessarily direct the course of that relationship, no matter if they on good or bad terms, or even if I do notice like certain red flags, then you know you just had to practice discipline and more or less, you got to know your place. Because even when the feelings are strong, sometimes it is too late. But in the mind, when you're a strong-minded person, you really probably figure that it's always time. But you never know.
I'm vaccinated. How do you feel about having exes as friends on social media?
I don't think it's a issue. The only issue would come about would be just the type of communication and the consistency of which that communication going on. Like, I mean, I don't have a problem personally. Like, if y'all ended on decent terms, mutual terms, like it just ain't work. I don't see nothing wrong with just checking in, but it should just be at that, like, check, make sure they good or whatever, and shit, just leave it like that. But to, yes, keep your ex in your reach, more or less, that ain't cool, because then you're taking away from your current relationship, and you compromising the integrity of your current relationship, because when you do stuff like that, it's easily noticeable that you still got feelings for that ex.
To check in, or what makes you say that?
Well, it's not a need to check in. It's just, I guess, just a natural curiosity. I'm just going off like a mutual. Like, y'all might have been at two different places in life, and y'all linked up at the wrong time. So, you know, once you move on and you living, you know, it might cross your mind. You be like, oh, I'm asking them how they doing. Might not be to see if you can get back in. But, I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with checking on people's well-being. If you keep it at that now, if you got ulterior motives, that's when you get, that's when you get into a little fuzzy area.
Right.
You don't want to be in no fuzzy area with no ex, because that'll put a lot of insecurity in your partner unknowingly, and then that could cause for conflict down the line. Okay, so we from the old school, more or less, and we took a lot of our attributes and how we go about establishing relationships with people. You got some tips for people who dating in 2020?
I mean, through this pandemic, it's as far as that goes, it's kind of hard to say. For the people who want to start dating, or as far as like the couples in itself.
Just general rules. So my first, I'll just say we got the best of both worlds, because we was able to see our older siblings and cousins like that. Most of them are older. They got most of their experience pre-social media. They was able to go in the mall or just public spaces where it was just a lot of people and, you know, run their game or have pickup lines and all that stuff. Nowadays, most of your image, the most accessible way to your image is through social media. So, I would say that you need to know what your purpose is on social media. You need to know what you're getting out of social media. Don't be out here trying to date if you, if your main source of confidence is from likes and shit. Because when you try to get into a real relationship with somebody or start dating somebody, and your mind not even on building something with that person as opposed to posting pictures and showing everybody on your friends list that you got somebody. So I would say just know your purpose on social media. What you got?
One, take your time. If you're going to be dating, you date to date. But if you plan on getting serious with someone, you know, take your time, get to know each other. Don't give too much out too fast. That's very important. And really get to know and check in with one another.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very important in a relationship to always check in with, you know, with each other, because throughout the years things can change drastically, whether it's good or bad. But, you know, just to know that you're still here in this presence of that moment, and just making sure that your partner is good and yourself, like, you know, you're good. That's what really makes a really good, healthy relationship, is making sure, like, okay, mentally and emotionally, like, are we good? Are we on the same page? It's the same goal that we both talked about before. Are we still on that same goal? And just stick, you know, together amongst each other. That's, like, so definitely important. You know, always support each other. That's definitely key. So those are some things that I would say that definitely can help couples, especially out here today. Yeah.
Dating in 2020, you gotta be your true self. You can't get caught up in what you see on Instagram. You can't get caught up on all the pictures that make the shade room of the quote unquote bagels, because them niggas rich, and it's only, and a lot of them, it's just the image they portray. Be yourself. If you find yourself out here faking in front, you're going to attract faking in front of us and finesses. And then you're going to, and even if it do start off cool, eventually those intentions is going to show itself. And then you're going to end up hurting yourself down the line when you shouldn't even entertain that. And then in that same span, while you faking on the internet, you losing your real self. Gotta have individuality. Everybody is trying to fit into one category or another, and not realizing that you can make your own category.
Make your own rules, pay your own way.
That was one. And you ain't not even making your own rules. Like, you can take the rules that's there and just tweak them to how they work for you. Like, you can still be a good person without being totally open. You have to learn. It's called discernment. It's called wisdom. Dating in 2020, you should hopefully grasps the ups and downs of all your previous relationships. You should look at the things that you did wrong, and you should, you know, appreciate the good times. Like, a lot of times we move on from an ex and it's bitter, and then, but you got that bitterness in your mind and you forget all the good shit that happened. And you focus on the negative, and then while you focusing on the negative, you manifesting you that in your next partner, or what? Right. I mean, you projecting that, so the next person come around, they gonna hit you with the glitz and glamour, and then 2-3 months down the line, it's gonna be the same, just like the last one. So, just be yourself. You had to be yourself. What else you got?
How are you feeling right now through this pandemic?
I'm good. You know me. This been my regular little routine anyway. I go to work, do my work, and I come home. my job itself, we already distance each other because we all work in different machines. So the only time we congregated in big groups was when we did our pre-shift meetings and our little mid-shift meetings and stuff like that. But I've been good. I just been cautious.
Right.
It don't kill me to wash my hands extra or wear a little punk ass mask. Like these right. rules and guidelines of places greater than us. And I just say us because we broke. We ain't got no money out here. I'm like, we good, but the type of money where you can put your voice in and make change along those lines, we ain't got it like that. So it don't kill us to just follow these little rules for a little bit until they figure out what they want to do for real. It's definitely more than what we see on television and what we see on all the little YouTube ads and all this stuff. I leave that to y'all to decipher this, because it's a lot of information out there that's most would call it conspiracy theories, but I'm gonna go write in Trump book like he did in 2016 and call them shit alternative facts, because I just noticed a lot of hypocrisy and double talking on the hands of the people who's supposed to be guiding us into the healthier lifestyle, and they backtracking on everything they said. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
Feel coming up next month for our 5-year anniversary.
That's cool. I just hope don't nobody try to pop up talking shit. Feel like they need to get they feelings off, because I ain't got no time for that.
Has like something in the past happened to where that has occurred?
Just. Well, when my first year, when I got back, when I moved back up here, and I had took my cousin out for his birthday, and old girl was calling me from EJ phone. I wasn't expecting that, even though I still never talked to her, and I even tried to call back to even just hear her out, even though I didn't want to. I'm like, okay, fuck it, I'm just listening to her, and if it's some bullshit, then she gonna catch this heat, and then she had to get the fuck off my phone. Like, the girl number still blocked in my phone to this day. Like, and I didn't do nothing malicious. I let her know what it was. She couldn't handle it. So the next level was, I'm block your ass on social media. Oh, then you want to keep playing on my phone? Okay, block your number. Stop adding me on Facebook. I'm not going to add you on Facebook. Quit having your friends try to add me on Facebook. I'm not going to add their ass either, because you're nosy. Dating in 2020, don't be nosy. Mind you and your partner's business. Mind y'all business. Like, don't listen to people who ain't got the necessary and relevant experience going on. If you know that you think you found you a decent female or male companion, whether it's for, if you think you found your wife, or you think you found you something for a little season, take it as it is. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. I wouldn't say go with the flow. You need to navigate cautiously. With this being the social media era, people be faking on this mug and will have a Facebook identity. They have a Twitter identity. They have a Snapchat identity. They have a different identity for each social media. You don't want to fuck with nobody like that, because, again, that show you that they trying to please people, one, that they the fuck don't even know, and two, they trying to find some validation. They seeking some type of attention. And That's not cool. I'm speaking for the people who older. Youngsters, that shit happens. It happens with younger people. You're going to go through that. Ain't shit going to be perfect. And the key for the younger people is dating in 2020. Even if you do fall off with somebody, take the good, take the bad. Don't think you ain't do shit. Don't think you was just perfect and innocent. You know, because a lot of times when people break up, you don't never get both sides of the situation in real time. You get somebody version this, and then you get the next version down the line, and them shit's not even the original story to begin with. So, dating in 2020, mind your damn business. Mind your own business. Yo.
Okay.
Any thoughts or concerns? You good out here?
It has its day.
How's working from home?
But, you know, I take it one day at a time. I am a client service coordinator.
Tell people what you do.
So,
She coordinator, y'all.
And I'm pretty much the one who's coordinating a full day's course of work. Many companies either pay for their employees to get their physicals done or, you know.
Okay. Don't have nobody trying to apply for your job, girl.
A little bit about what I do. But any last words you want to leave on this episode?
Fuck that bitch.
You play entirely too much, bro. All right. And on this note, thank y'all for tuning in. Really.
Fuck that beat. For that beat.
Okay. You finished?
Yes. All right.
In conclusion. The answer to our question of the day. We ain't paying that shit no mind. Tell the ex to keep on escalating and get the hell from around
Touché.
Me.
Capiche. And thank y'all for tuning Capiche. In to episode 5.
Capiche.
We'll see you when we see you. God bless and peace, blessings, and love to you all.
Love, peace, and head grease.
Until then, we'll catch
you. Love, peace, and head grease.
Oh,
and keep
goodness.
Your ass off the sidewalk and out the streets,
we'll
you dig?
Next episode of the 88.18 podcast. I'm your girl, Show.
And it's that boy, Mo, Motivational Mo.
And it's that boy, Mo, Motivational Mo, Sensational Show.
Peace
you
and
know
love.
How it go. We out.